Good evening. I'm Carl Tabalkind from Hampstead, New Hampshire, and I'd like to preface my remarks by reading a poem. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree, by Ogden Nash. The 1,200 megawatts of hydropower that Northern Pass will transmit is about the amount of power that is generated by a large coal-fired or nuclear power plant. This power from Hydro-Quebec is renewable energy without the risks of nuclear power or the pollution from fossil fuel power plants. A main objection to Northern Pass has been the unsightly power lines that would cut through the Great North Woods. However, power lines are required whatever or wherever the power source. I live in Hampstead, a small town in Rockingham County, and wish our power lines were buried. The tree trimming by PSNH since the 2008 ice storm has cut down many old trees in southern New Hampshire. Are the trees in the Great North Woods more valuable or attractive than the trees in small New Hampshire towns? I believe that it comes down to a cost-benefit analysis. Power lines may be unsightly, but the cost of burying the lines is expensive. The benefits of 1,200 megawatts of non-polluting, renewable energy outweigh the cost of another large fossil fuel or nuclear power plant. New Hampshire needs clean air and water to maintain our status as a vacation destination and a nice place to live. That is why I support Northern Pass.